Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, it just dawned on me that school started and I don't have a kid in school this year. This is my first year.
Your first year? So was yesterday or your back to school morning, was it like incomplete? Did it feel weird?
It did. It felt like something was missing and I kind of drove by the high school like a stalker.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're not there?
Yeah. Should I be here right now? Weird.
So, hey, it's fine.
You know, we always talk about it, but back to school time means watch for the kids in the school zones and be cautious because they're not going to be watching for you.
No, they're not. They are actually, you know what's weird is I had driven my son to school yesterday, and I didn't see one single bus. I don't know if I beat them, but today they were all over the place and kids on both sides of the road. You got to watch for them. They are hyped up right now.
You know, the other thing that kind of throws a curve at me is the early release days because you'll see the kids and it's like, gosh, is it already noon? And they're out. So they're walking around. So you got to keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, you do. And I even noticed yesterday morning that there was a large group of kids walking to school.
Yeah.
So you got to watch for them as well. Even if you're close to the schools, think, oh, there's kids everywhere.
Yeah, bicycles, skateboards, every mode of transportation they're using to get to school. So.
Well, we talk a lot about being safe with the kids and making sure that you're watching for them. We need to talk a little bit about home safety, whether that be talking about some of the spam risks that are going around and fraud calls, or just in general, taking care of your own property.
You know, a few things that you can do that are just simple. I've been doing some things around my house, and you can buy these solar-powered lights. So if you have like a shed that sets off to itself that's in a dark corner and there's no power there, you can buy a solar-powered light that's motion-activated, turns on, kind of alert you if anything's going on down there. I recommend doing that. I live on a farm, though, so I have 40 acres. So I have a lot of dark corners.
A lot of places to watch.
Yeah. So, but that's always a good thing to do. The thing that I like the most that I'm most impressed with these days are the Ring-style doorbells that have the excellent quality camera on them. You can communicate with people at your house through your cell phone. I think that's a great thing. You can buy their little plan and have 2 weeks of saved data all the time on there. So I think that's a good thing. I think a security system is a good idea, and there's lots of options for that as well. But the simple things work as well. I mean, you can even put up your beware of dog signs. I have dogs at my place, so I have beware of dog signs. That seems to be a deterrent for people. But just don't be an easy mark for these things.
Right, exactly. And acknowledge those things. If your dog starts barking in the middle of the night,
check it out.
Go and check it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you see somebody, you know, hanging around your property, find out why.
Yeah, talk to them.
Don't just leave them alone.
You know, and then have an anniversary day. And a lot of people use their birthday or some people use New Year's, but it's also time to check your smoke detector batteries. Make sure that all your systems are working properly and just get ready. Winter's going to be here before you know it. And that's always kind of a fire danger in my eyes for house fires is winter time. So start getting ready for that. And then, you know, in the fall we have the potential for the monsoonal rains. And that's when we get flooded. So make sure your gutters are clean. Make sure your ditches are clean. Just get things done around the place. Now's a good time to get that done.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, make sure that, the water is going away from your house in all areas. Go and check those gutters and everything. Make sure that you're ready to go because we've talked about this a million times because when it happens and it's downpouring out there and you don't have those preparations in place, it is too late.
It's too late by then. Yeah, be ready for it. And, you know, we always bring up scams as well. And if you get that call from some doctor's office or local business or sheriff's office that they're wanting money right now, just call that business in town. That's the beauty of living in a small area. Call the sheriff's office. If you're getting a call that says your grandson's been arrested and you need to post bail right now, give us a call and we'll explain what's going on to you.
Right. Hang up on the person. And if it is a legitimate call, which it won't be, but if it is and you hang up on that person and call them directly back at the number that you know is correct, they're not going to be offended if you say, sorry, I just wanted to double check.
Yeah,
that this was legit.
Just making sure. Absolutely. That's a great idea. So,
Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
Nope. Just want people to be not easy victims. Be aware of things. And that's the things that I've been doing around my place is a little security stuff. So I thought I'd talk about that today. And just want to wish everyone a happy end of summer. We're in the dog days of summer, I call this. So you get the hot days and cold nights. And it's almost over. And school's back in session. So
school is back. But that doesn't mean there aren't a ton of really fun community events still going on, which we'll always see the Sheriff's Department there.
Yep, lots of good times. Enjoy things with your local law enforcement. We like to intermingle with our community. So.
Absolutely. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.